It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
Hello, it is the Go Birds Podcast presented by the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. Elliot Shore Parks, James Seltzer with you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Maybe.
So yeah, inside baseball.
Today's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. We're recording on Tuesday. Yes. Thanksgiving's coming up. Family stuff, all that. We wanted to make sure you had Go Birds content for you over the holiday.
It's what we do.
But we don't know if it'll be up Thanksgiving. It might be up on Wednesday. It might be up
You might have
Friday.
Already had your Thanksgiving Day dinner. You might be preparing for your Thanksgiving Day dinner.
We're going to give you the general happy Thanksgiving to encompass
all. Yes, yes.
I think we nailed that.
What's your,
I like this. Let's go.
So this is obviously like, it's kind of a basic question at this point.
But
what's
your favorite?
Yeah, I know. But like,
really,
I'm
really
just curious.
Is that what we're doing?
That's curious.
Man, like, the Go Birds pod jumped the shark when the guys started talking about their favorite Thanksgiving food.
What's your least favorite?
Cranberry sauce.
Yeah, it's obviously cranberry sauce.
It's obvious. Stuffing is clear.
So I think turkey's up there. I'm not a huge turkey.
Oh my God.
Like, I mean, look,
you said turkey.
The best part of any meal is the carb. Like, if we're being honest, the best part of any meal is the carbs. So, like,
I mean, it depends
mashed
on the
potatoes,
meal.
Macaroni and cheese,
yeah, stuffing. So here's
the rolls.
Here's the real Thanksgiving take that no one has the real, you know, gumption to put out there every year, but they should. We should eat Thanksgiving all year. Like, this is so silly.
Well, you kind of
eat stuffing. I'm sorry, stuffing. We should eat stuffing all year round. Why do we not eat? It's the best part of the freaking meal.
I agree with
one
that.
Day a year, and then it's like, all right, I guess we'll have it in a year.
Yeah.
Why? Well, stuffing should be part of the regular rotation year round.
Well, that's how you know turkey actually does suck. See? Other than lunch meat turkey.
Thank you.
But people don't make turkey around because it sucks to make. But as opposed to this, I mean, the stuffing thing I'm down with. I mean, you do eat mashed potatoes, corn, macaroni and cheese, like vegetables. Like, you do eat those year round. So it's not far off. It's basically
the
stuffing.
I'm just talking stuffing. I said Thanksgiving.
Well, it's like, why don't they make the gobbler
year round? I meant stuffing. I didn't mean Thanksgiving.
No, I know, but I agree with your point. Like,
yes.
They don't make the gobbler.
Love the gobbler. I get so excited to get the gobbler.
I haven't had one in a while.
They're great.
They are good. I just feel like they make me really tired.
I think you overdo that. The whole turkey tired thing is
no, it's not
that.
I think it's like a lot. It's like the stuffing. It's just like a big meal.
You're very fragile with food.
Yeah, I am. No question about it. There's no,
I don't ever think about these
there's
things.
There's no question about
like,
it.
Like, there's never a, oh, that kind of makes me feel like sluggish, or, oh, I get tired when I eat that.
100%.
Or, oh, I'm not going to feel great when I eat that. Like, there is not a single situation where I ever think about that.
So,
and I, look, I might be in the minority.
I don't think you are. I think, well,
I'm sure there are a lot. I'm sure there's on both sides, but I never once, like, you know, we eat McDonald's once a week.
Yeah.
Maybe I just, there's no like issue with me with any sort of.
So me and Kristen went and got Korean barbecue.
Love Korean barbecue. Oh, give it to me.
Okay. So I got some takes on it.
Oh, good.
One, the food itself is delicious. I'm not disputing that. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that like the whole cooking it yourself thing is like fun and I get it. But I also think it kind of sucks at the same time. Like, I wasn't really sure how to do it early on. I wasn't sure if I was cooking it enough. I didn't know when to put stuff on and take stuff off. I kept using the tongs to eat it by accident instead of my chopsticks, mm-hmm. or I would use the chopsticks to put the raw meat onto the thing, which is a bit of a disaster. And at the end of the night, our clothes smelled so much like cooked meat, I had to put them up on the roof so they would, like, air out.
Mm-hmm. I would never cook anything, if as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's, you would just eat the meat raw.
No, I would order it from a place that would Korean make it for me.
Well, I'm saying like, I guess a specific place I went to is you cook it.
Oh, see, no, I just wouldn't go to that place.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Or, in all honesty, what would probably happen is I'd be like, Emily, cook this for me.
Well, that's
Emily
basically
does
what it turned into.
100% of the cooking.
So does Kristen.
Yes.
Yeah. But I just mean like the whole.
I just don't get the, I know that there are people, and look, I know that this is a me thing, and there are people who love cooking, and it's awesome, because I love eating, so like, mm-hmm. people love cooking, thank
right.
you, you all freaking rule, like, you're the best.
I'm just not good at it.
I've never gotten the appeal of it, like,
yeah.
I've never, like, it's not, it's just work in my mind, and I know there are people who truly love it, and the creativity, and this and that, like, all of it, and I suck at it, so that's probably part of it, too, but I've never once been like, oh, you know what sounds fun? Cooking.
I think my biggest issue
is. And again,
with cooking
I know
is,
that this is not me saying, like, I'm not ripping cooking. Like, I know there are people who love it.
Right. Well, don't worry. I feel like you're like, don't get mad at me
don't
for saying
mad.
I don't like
chefs,
cooking. I don't think
listen,
there's, like, you know, a lot of like.
It just have never once in any situation I've been like, this is fun. It's always a chore to me. It's always a task to get me to dinner.
My concern with cooking is I'm always second guessing myself. So, like, I'll be doing it and I'll be like, all right, it says a third of whatever. And I'm like, all right, let me double check. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I think I'm always worried that I'm going to just mess
you can't
it
even
up.
Enjoy it
and then the
yourself.
Whole thing is ruined at the end.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. Kristen's a good cook. She enjoys doing
yep.
it. I'm a bad cook. I don't enjoy doing it. So I do the dishes.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Yes. This is same thing. I do the dishes.
Yes.
The dishes are my area.
So it works out.
And you know
well.
What else that
it's
is?
It's a nice simple task.
Yeah. It's a chore, but it's fine. It's a chore that I know
yeah.
I'm going into. It's shorter
I know
than
how
cooking.
To do it.
It doesn't take as long.
Yeah. We have a dishwasher too.
And
so.
Look, I'm not earmuffs, 1, 2, 3. Fucking up someone's meal if I mess.
There you go.
It. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Okay. This is a good combo. I enjoyed
it. I like
this.
That.
Yeah. All right.
So anyway, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, I had another thought.
Well, the last Thanksgiving take I'll give
Ooh,
is, and I'm sure I've said this on the pod before, but like, I mean, Christmas is just so much better that like to me, Thanksgiving is really just the kickoff to Christmas. It's the kickoff to Christmas.
Like,
I don't want to completely disregard Thanksgiving, but like,
and ripping on
it's basically a speed bump on the way to Christmas.
It's the best holiday there is.
It's not. It's
you sit and eat and you watch football. What
sounds a lot like Christmas.
There's not football on Christmas every year.
Well, there's Christmas Eve.
This year, it's Sunday.
And there's basketball, which is not as good as football.
Who cares
but still
about
have
basketball?
A sport.
What
I'm
are we
just
even
saying.
Doing here?
And you get presents.
Do you really? You get presents, you 35-year-old man or whatever?
I will get presents this uh-huh. year, I can tell you that. But also...
excited about that?
Yeah, I've been a good boy, yeah. But also... Yeah, maybe not my presents are not like, you know, as exciting as they used to be. But I also got 34 years or whatever, how many years you want to use of like not being able to sleep at night because I was so excited. You hear about anybody ever say, oh, I can't go to bed tonight. Thanksgiving's tomorrow. No, people go to bed the night before Thanksgiving easily. All kids. Christmas is better. You have all the aspects. Look, you have all the aspects of Thanksgiving plus presents.
I think most people would agree with you. I'm not a big
well,
Christmas
people,
guy.
Well, people do the whole like, well, it's been commercialized, blah, blah,
well,
blah.
It has.
So yeah. only if you allow it to be. A lot of commercials about Thanksgiving, too. You know, like.
Just food, football. That's all I need in life. I'm a happy man. A day off,
but
food, and football.
Doesn't the NFL, I mean, I feel like I've worked a Christmas where didn't the Eagles play on Christmas?
Well, they do. It's Sunday this year. Christmas is on a Sunday. It's
yes.
just every 7 years or leap year, I don't know, mess it up, but usually it's on a Sunday. So you can, you know.
But I feel like I think the Eagles played on a Christmas in 2017, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Me I trust either, you. Apparently. You would remember
but,
better than I would.
But anyway,
either
Christmas
way, the
way
point
better.
Is you don't get it every Christmas, whereas football on Thanksgiving is part of the
It
day.
Is good.
Yeah.
And you get the real football this Thanksgiving, too.
I'm excited about these ones. This is going to be a good day.
Well, I meant the World Cup.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and what a sports day.
Yeah,
how
exactly.
How about that? Yeah, Christmas, take
basically
that.
Basically from 5 a.m.
Take that. Is it the World Cup on Christmas? I didn't think so.
Well, it's once every 4 years.
Well, it's never at this time of year anyway.
That's what I'm saying, right. So it doesn't.
Yeah. This is the one
it's
time
not,
it's ever
not
been
swaying
at this
me back
time.
To Thanksgiving. Yeah. Obviously. This Thanksgiving will be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Joking anyway, obviously. Okay. All right. Do we want to talk Eagles or no?
Yeah, I mean, we probably should.
We probably should.
Things are falling
apart. Remind me to go.
So.
We haven't gone to the random thoughts and takes notes thing at the end, so let's do that at the end. Let's remember to. As we're looking over, we're in the studio right now.
You're looking very clearly.
Yeah,
at
we're
it,
in the studio right now, and so we can see Jack Fritz in the studio as he's working. There's something going
some
on.
Some kids meeting him.
Some kids meeting. I think it's his idol, is what I
think it's probably the new Eagles insider.
You, Elliot. For those who know, Elliot is like constantly afraid that I think someone's going to come take
the
his
new
job.
Eagles insider.
This is like
I have
your
a feeling.
This is your deep inside you. You're just always
I
worried
also think
that
he's
someone's going to take
me.
Your place.
He looks taller than me.
He's like 18 years old.
I didn't say he was older than me. I said he was taller than
new
me.
New WIP Eagles insider. Oh, what happened to Elliot Sherp Parks? No idea.
I'm above average height, so.
It's true.
The kid must be tall.
Or average.
Hope this kid doesn't listen to this.
Birds.
Yeah. So here's where I'm at.
Okay, good. I like you. Just I was gonna
you
set you up. And you didn't even need. You didn't even need it. What a
yeah,
pro.
Yeah. So
pro. See, no one's taking your job. All right.
Yeah. All right. I'm just gonna be honest about how I felt on Sunday. We watch the Eagles game. We record the post game pod. Everybody's listened to it. I get it. Me and you were talking during the game. I knew that the Cowboys were winning. Right. You see the final score of what they did, like 40-3 or whatever it ended up being. You see what the Niners did on Monday night. Absolutely smashed and looked excellent, right? Now, I do think the Cardinals suck, for what it's worth.
The Cardinals blow.
Cardinals
yeah.
suck. But for what it's worth, and I'm not a big, like, comparison.
Eagles.
I'm just
enough with this.
Okay, yeah. I'm just, let's
that
just.
That was a clear look at the Dallas game. Like, we can point to things. And
don't I don't yeah. disagree with you. I'm just saying, for what it's worth.
Not much, is the point.
Well, I think it's worth a little bit. But I guess where I'm from, just being in my heart of honesty. And honestly, I think Joe DeCamera, like, put this well in his open on Monday. After watching what the Cowboys did and watching what the Niners did and watching how the Eagles played, it was, I think, like, this is the first time all year where I'm not sure they're the best team in the NFC.
Wow.
And it doesn't mean I definitely don't think they are. It doesn't mean I'm just being honest about how I feel when I watch the Cowboys score the way they did. The Niners scored the way they did. Their defenses both looked awesome. I know Dallas' defense is coming off of a bad game too, right? Like, all those things are true. You're right.
They just lost
to the Packers. Well, the Eagles played the Packers.
14
so.
Points heading in the fourth quarter, and they blew it.
100%. Like, the Cowboys are not a great team, right? I'm just saying when you compare the three, right now, if you put all three of them on a neutral field, I would be worried about the Eagles playing those teams. And
I
did not feel that way before.
So I've said this the whole season, even when they weren't doing that well or whatever. The Niners are without a doubt, if I had to pick the one team that most scared, I absolutely still think the Eagles are the best team in the NFC. Let me start with
okay.
that. And I think especially
can
Dallas,
I ask you questions? You
Dallas
can, you
got it.
Wanna...
Yeah, go ahead.
By how much?
Not like okay. I don't think they're like a lock it
so
down.
So let's say the Eagles are a 10.
I think the Eagles are a 10. I think the Niners are like an 8, and I think the Cowboys are like a 6 in terms of
oh,
like.
Oh, wow. Okay.
If I had to just
the
just
Cowboys
those three
ones
teams,
surprising, not the Niners.
I'm not scared of the Cowboys. Like, I'm just not. Like, I get it. They looked good in a game against the Vikings. They've been so up and down this year. It's like because they had one good game in a big spot against the Vikings.
They haven't really been that up and down though. They weren't
they've
they five?
Lost three
they
games.
Were 5-1 at one
they've
point.
They've lost three
right.
games.
So they've lost three games. Right, but that's I wouldn't call that up and down. Like, they were 5-1.
They're a good team, but like yeah. again, they're not. I don't think they're the. I think that people are overreacting to them going to Minnesota and winning 40-3. Like, everyone's like, oh my God, the Cowboys. Like, I don't know. It was one game. They
and,
won one
and
game.
And we talked about in the Parks pod, it was a weird spot for the Vikings. They're coming off
clearly,
a big game in
that's
Buffalo.
Why there was
they're
a reason
home.
That they were a dog at home when they were 8-1. It's because
just,
everyone knew.
When I look at the Cowboys, I see a really high ceiling. Now, to your point, they don't often reach that ceiling and they can be inconsistent, right? But I think they have a ceiling that probably no other team in the NFC, besides maybe the Buccaneers, can
oh,
match.
See, I disagree with that.
Well, but let me explain to you why I feel that way, all right? So I think, and again, we're talking about ceiling, like at their best, right? Like if both teams played their absolute best.
I think the Eagles' ceiling is higher than Dallas' ceiling.
I think
ceiling.
It probably is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Dallas' ceiling, Dak, very good quarterback. Well, I mean, you know, it could be a controversial topic. Very
that's good.
Yep, CeeDee Lamb is awesome. They have a really good running game. Their defense is really good. Micah Parsons is probably the best defensive player in the league. So when I look at like that matchup, now look, with Sue and Linval Joseph, they could, the Eagles could end up being really good against the run. So that's something to consider. It's only been one game. They were good against the run against the Colts. But I look at Dallas and I'm like, they run the ball well. The Micah Parsons thing, the Eagles did a good job against him the first game for sure. They haven't beaten Dak in what feels like forever. So that's my worry with the Cowboys is they're a team that has the potential of a really good offense and a really good defense. Mm-hmm. Like the Giants, for example. We all agree the Giants are not in this conversation. But the Giants, even at their best, do not have a good offense. They struggle to score, right? The Packers, right? It seems like even at their best, they are also a team that like offense is inconsistent. The defense hasn't been as good this year. When I look at the Cowboys and the Buccaneers, I think the Buccaneers, now they can't run the ball, which is big. But you look at the quarterback and the receivers, I think they have a high ceiling, and their defense is pretty good, right? So those two teams to me, and then the Niners, of course, we've talked about why I think they present problems. But I just think those three teams have a high ceiling on both offense and defense, and that's what concerns me. Is like I don't see a major like where I'm like, this unit just can't get it done. Like with the Chiefs are awesome. We agree they're probably the best team in the NFL. The defense is a major concern. Yeah. Like their defensive ceiling is not high. Whereas I think the Dallas defensive ceiling, the Bucs defensive ceiling, and the Niners defensive ceiling is high. And then you look at what they've done offensively, they've been scoring a ton of points. Like that would be my worry. And then you look at the Eagles, they were tied at half against Houston, trailing at half against Washington, trailing at half against Indy. The offense has been struggling. The defense is pretty consistent, but did have a bad, you know, a bad game against Washington. Like, it feels like those teams, the arrows are pointing up and the Eagles' arrow is pointing down.
Yeah, I get it. But again, to me, it's the ebbs and flows of a season. And there's always going to be lulls and there's always going to be peaks and valleys. And I just think the Eagles have a better roster, especially with Goddard. Look, if they had to play, and they won't. They won't have to play these teams without Dallas Goedert. At least most likely Dallas Goedert will be back by December 24th. We would assume. Not a lot.
Yeah, not a lot.
But it seems the way they're talking that he will be back. And ultimately,
Maddox might be back.
And ultimately,
Davis
we're talking about the
back.
Playoffs, right? Yeah. Like, that's the big thing. But I do think, I don't want to minimize the Goddard injury because I do think, you know, in terms of a cog to pull out, I think losing Hurts is the most important thing. But in terms of a cog where the backups and everything like going.
Yeah, Goddard's up there.
I think he might be number one. I think he might be the single most important just in terms of the backup replacing him and the level of the backup compared to what he does for the offense. Like, I think it might, you know, you could argue A.J. Brown, but I think it's probably
I think Lane
him.
Is up there, but you're
Lane's
right.
Lane's up there, but I
Kelsey.
Think it's probably Dallas Goedert. If I had to pick one, I think it's probably, and they're all up there.
There's
like,
nobody
again,
that's definitively more.
Exactly.
We could argue the same. But.
Exactly. It's close, but if I had to pick one, I'd probably pick Goddard, and I think it showed. I think it showed in that indie game. And they're going to have to work around that and adjust, but I do think ultimately Goddard will be back for when these games matter most. And I'm not trying to look, I think Dallas is the third best team in the NFC right now. Like, if I had to rank the teams in the NFC, I would go Eagles, Niners, Dallas. So I'm not trying to say Dallas is a joke or anything like that. I just think the Eagles are better. And to your point, like, look, I get it. Could Dallas beat the Eagles? Of course they could. Of course they could beat them on a given Sunday. And I think go both ways. I think if you play 100 games, the Eagles win, you know, 58 of them or something.
Okay, so you
like
think
that.
It's pretty close.
I think it's pretty 60 of them, whatever it is. I think it's pretty close, but I just think the Eagles are better. That's all I can say.
Well,
the Niners scare me more, and I think it for a couple reasons. One, I think their overall roster is just as good, if not better than Dallas, but just as good. And they've been there, and they've done it. And that, like, if we're talking about winning a playoff game against a team, I'm a lot more scared. I know Jimmy G is not as good as Dak. I'm much more scared of facing Jimmy G and the Niners in a playoff game.
I think Dak's more talented, but like...
Right.
Yeah.
Either way, the point is I'm more concerned about playing the Niners and that team, that battle-tested group. Even Shanahan's won more big games than this coaching staff. I know McCarthy back in the day had...
Won one Super Bowl.
Yeah, but... So I the Niners scare me overall, if we're talking about, you know, because again, when we're having this conversation, and it's like we had last week about who's the best team, isn't it? This is ultimately about, at the end of the year, what are we going to look back and say, right?
Yeah.
Like, and when the games matter most, I would be much more scared about playing the Niners than playing the Cowboys.
And here's something I thought about, too, after the postgame pod, is that while it was not a reassuring win, and there were some positives, right? But, like, overall, I would say no one left that game being like, oh, nice. Like, they looked really good,
sweet.
You know? Yeah.
Perfect
right.
performance.
Like, so I thought...
Other than maybe Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, exactly.
It was
well,
like,
we could talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we'll get into it. But it did seem like that win meant a lot to Nick.
It did. It did. And I do actually have a lot to say.
Needed
about
all
that.
60 minutes on that
yes,
one, buddy.
He did.
Yes, yes. Well, yeah, I do want to get into Sirianni, I think.
So, the first thing I was going to say is I thought against the Colts, they just needed a win. Like, I didn't care how it came, really. Like, they just had to win that game. And obviously, it was not a reassuring way they won it, but they had to win that game. I think against the Packers, you need some style points. Like, with the way these other teams are playing, because I agree with you, it's a midseason, I don't know if you used the word lull or, like, ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
Like, they're down right now. Yep. You can only stay down for so long before it's like, all right, you know, like, time to rebound, right?
Yeah.
And I think they're getting close to that point where they need a rebound. Like, Washington was a loss. Indy wasn't that impressive. Houston, no one watched it, so it basically didn't even count. But, like, they were only okay for most of that game. They need, like, another dominating performance. And I was going back, and I when I looked back at 2017, because I was thinking, like, I remember them going through a bit of a lull. But it was really only the Seattle game. Like, outside of that, they didn't really have a lull. You could argue their lull was maybe at the beginning of the season, you know, but it wasn't.
Yeah, the 1-1 start and
yeah,
barely
Giants
being the Giants
game,
with the
right?
Jake Elliott.
Like, the Chargers. Sure. Like, that was probably the lull. But in terms of, like, second half, middle of the season, they were. That's when they went on that run where they were dropping, like, 50 every week
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah,
they
the
lost
Denver
to Seattle.
Game, the Arizona game, yep. all the Bears game, all that stuff.
Lost to Seattle, but came back the next week
beat the
and
Rams.
Put up a ton of points
yeah.
against the Rams,
it was
right?
Like 43 or whatever,
yeah,
right?
So... Yeah. I think that,
and I guess you had a little lull with Foles those first couple. The
yeah.
Raiders game, the Cowboys,
the Giants,
a little bit.
That's true. I mean, different, a bit of a different team, but you're right. It,
yeah.
was, it was a lull. So I just think they need some style points against the Giants. I'm sorry, against the Packers. But the other
Sunday
thing,
night too, prime time, all that
yeah,
stuff. You
I think
get,
they need a good performance.
Yeah,
you look
I,
at
I agree with
you look at what the Cowboys are
I
doing. They put up 40 plus in the
need
last.
Need is a strong word because you know we know that they can win the game and things can change later, but. I would like to see.
Yeah, I think it's important.
I agree with you. For us,
the
more
other
than anybody.
The other thing is this though, I truly believe in my heart that the Cowboys could be a real problem for the Eagles. I truly believe
I
that
know
about
you do.
The Niners.
I could see
but,
it.
But here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. All these conversations almost have to be started with like the Eagles are likely going to be at home in the playoffs.
Yeah,
like anything's possible.
Which is massive.
But they're likely going
they have
to
a
get
a
bye
lead right now. I mean,
right.
a 2-game lead is a serious lead.
It's huge. Like the Cowboys can't really overcome it, right? Because they only play them one more time. The Giants could
without help is the
point. Without help, right? But so you have to look at it like this: the Eagles are likely going to have a first round bye. I almost think no matter who their opponent is. The chances of them losing game one are very slim.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think the only team that could probably come in and beat them
is the Niners.
I don't, is the what?
Niners. But
the
they
Niners,
won't. The Niners will win that. I think the Niners will pass Seattle and win that division.
I do too. I would still be a little afraid of Tom Brady coming in off a playoff
sure.
win.
Sure. Yeah.
Right? Like,
I still would pick, like, again, and the season could change dramatically between now and then. The Tampa Bay could roll off 8 straight and we're like, oh,
yeah. Right.
But the teams we see now, like, I would absolutely pick the Eagles to beat the Bucs, but. It's a very good point. Like, it's
yeah.
Tom Brady in the playoffs. Like, you can't
and
just
coming
assume.
Off a win.
You can't
like,
just
right.
assume that's a
but
win.
But I guess what I'm saying is, I think the chances of the Eagles losing their first playoff game are very slim.
Good.
Like, right?
I like that.
But, so, when I look at it, I'm like,
Cowboys.
this team is probably going to the NFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm.
So, I want to couch all my concerns and worries with that. I think the chances of this team playing and being in the Final Four are like, I don't know, 70%.
Okay.
Like, I think they're going to be there. But I also think we all have to be honest and say the Cowboys and the Niners are playing better than the Eagles are right now.
See,
and that's why those wins matter.
Sure,
that's why beating the Colts matters.
But again, hold up. You're saying
I'm
the
held.
Cowboys are playing better than the Eagles right now. But the Cowboys won one game before they blew a game with a 14-point lead heading into the fourth quarter. How can we say that? They had one game where they played well. I don't think we can say they're quote-unquote playing better when they literally blew a 14-point lead on the road 2 games ago. If that's the Eagles, we're like, Panic City!
Yeah.
They were up 14 points and
so,
they blew it at home!
I think that's
or
a fair...
on the road or whatever.
On the road. I think it's a fair point. I also think, though, their offense is playing really well right now. They had 49 points 3 weeks ago. I don't know what they put up in that Packers loss, but I think it was in the 30s 28, or 28.
Right?
Okay.
I could be wrong. 28 or 31.
Yeah, 30. I think you're right. It was 28. And they put up 40 last week. Like, the Eagles have only topped 30, I think, maybe twice this year, and I think defensive touchdowns were involved in that. Like, they're...
I don't know. You just always look at the numbers and the how many
well,
points they put up and stuff.
I like, think that I think it matters.
Yeah, but they won. They lost a game. They lost a game.
No, you're right. And
in a dramatically embarrassing fashion.
I mean, dramatically embarrassing is
yeah, it was the first
a
time
bit
in
of
their,
a
they were 195-0 going into the fourth
All
quarter
right,
with a
right.
double-digit lead. It was the
yeah.
first time in their history, their franchise, they lost a game like that. It's pretty
I agree.
Bad.
It was a bad loss. But they also played well enough to go up. Like, I just... I
get your point. I just think that a
I think
lot of people
really
are...
playing really well.
But again, are they? It's this whole thing... Because they beat the Vikings. They lost the week before.
But
they're 1-1
but
in their last
fair,
2 games.
If you're going to go look past the numbers, they didn't just beat the Vikings.
Yeah, they beat them pretty handily, but that was also
they beat
a game,
them by 37 points.
Yeah, but we all
they let
know,
up
like,
3 points
did you watch
40.
The game or were you like in
well,
the...
we were doing the pod for part
okay,
of it, but
so
I know that it was close early on.
Up. The Vikings quit that football game at halftime.
It was like 27-3 or whatever.
They had quit the game.
No,
like, so like, yes, it was impressive to jump on them and all that, But like the Vikings did not show up, and it was very clear very quickly that they were not ready to play that day. So I'm just letting you know that.
I guess what I'm saying is the Niners put up 38 points or something like that last night. The Cowboys have put up 40 plus in two of their last three games. As awesome as the Eagles are and as good as their offense is, we've talked about it a few times.
We're just going to agree. Let's just disagree. Because you're not going to convince me. I'm not going to convince you.
I know. I'm just one more thing. We've talked a few times this year about, like, if the Eagles are so good, why aren't they scoring more points, right? A few times, like early on, even before we were.
I've always said I've never had an issue with it. What's their record?
I think there is a very good chance.
Are they finding ways to win games?
They are, and those things matter. But I also think you've acknowledged, too, those two teams we just talked about are playing better than the Eagles. Well, no, I'm sorry. You agreed the Niners were, I guess.
Playing better than, like, for 2 weeks, you could say the Niners have played better than the Eagles. And even then, the Cowboys and the Eagles are both 1-1 the last 2 weeks. Yeah. I know the Cowboys had a more impressive victory, so sure. But again, you're making this thing like right now. It's 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like,
no, look, and this is why I'm saying.
Two weeks ago, we would have said the Eagles are playing way better than these teams right now. Like, it's just, I'm not going to go down this thing.
And that's why the NFL is fun, because things change quickly.
Oh, absolutely. But again, I think that we're overreacting to change, my point. We're overreacting to a week. I think Dallas beating Minnesota 43 has changed. It's one game. It's one day where one of the two teams didn't show up and quit pretty freaking early in the game. So, I'm not overreacting to it.
The spot matters there.
You see teams go out and blow a team out all the time and then not do the same thing the next week.
Right.
So,
and I don't think the Cowboys have good coaching, which matters.
Very clear.
Right?
So, go ahead.
No, I would just saying, like, again, I want to reiterate to people that think I'm, like, being a hater or whatever. I think the Eagles are probably going to the NFC Championship game, and when they're at home, I'm probably going to pick them to win it. So I still
you're just a little nervous about
I'm
the Cowboys.
I'm just being honest and saying when you look at these other teams that seem to be clicking on all cylinders, and I'm watching the Eagles team that does not feel that way. Now I'm closer to the Eagles than I am.
And again,
I think it's specific
to a week or a 2 week period where it's like I'm not going to overreact when they were the best team in football for the first 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, they got a little bit of a lull, and Dallas won one game by a bunch of points.
Dallas
is great. I'm scared of them. Like, I'm not going
to
do that.
I need to see them get out of the lull.
That's fine.
And the concern is, it's going to be hard for them to do if Goddard's going
to
be out.
Well, they have to adjust without Goddard. Yeah, that's why this is a big game on Sunday. I think it's important. I have a question for you about the NFC Championship game in a sec. First, download the BetParks.
Yes.
On Sportsbook app. I mean...
Exasperation.
We've had so much fun with this thing on this pod. Listen to us win parlays, maybe lose some parlays, but mostly win parlays. Have fun talking about the World Cup. If you listen to the Parks Picks pod, I don't know if it's out before or after. We talked about that earlier, but when you do, Elliot dives into some World Cup analysis. I mean, we've just been steering you towards this potential sense of joy in your life.
And you're not taking it.
And you're not taking it. I mean, some of you are. We love you for it.
The happy people are.
What a sense of joy.
You can tell if the person, if you meet a Go Birds listener and they seem happy, you know.
Real one. Auto-downloader.
You know, yeah.
Boom. Exactly. Download the app. Have some fun with us. You can bet on all the football games. Thanksgiving. You're sitting at home eating food. You got family everywhere. I don't know. Have some shekels on those games.
Agreed.
Make it a lot more interesting, a lot more fun. And again, to the point we always make, and it's so true, and Thanksgiving is a perfect example. Like, we're going to sit there and watch three football games. It's Thanksgiving. There's football on, of course. You know what's going to make watching those games just, like, honestly, orders of magnitude more fun?
Shekels.
Shekels! Having some stakes in these games.
Imagine sitting at the Thanksgiving table and being like, I just want 80 shekels.
That's right, exactly. See, this is a beautiful thing.
Get started on your Christmas shop.
You could do that. So download the app now in the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. Use our promo code GOBIRDS, that's GOBIRDS, to get $750 bonus back if you lose your first bet. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. I already said that part.
You did say that part.
I did it twice.
It was a nice reminder.
Yeah, they're just doubling down.
Yeah, just letting people know.
Question for you.
Yes.
And this is something that if I had asked you this question, you would have said before the season, you would have said 100% absolutely yes. I'm intrigued if the way the season has played out and the expectations that have been put on this team have changed it. You just said you expect them to get to the NFC Championship game. At this point in the season, you would bet that they will be
in the NFC Championship game.
Would that be a successful season if it ended there?
100%.
I feel like it is, right?
If they lose,
even though expectations have changed over the course of the season.
But, like, if this team with Sirianni and Jalen Hurts goes to the NFC Championship
game, wins a playoff game, essentially advances two rounds,
right?
Yep.
If I would have told you before the start of the 2021 season that they were going to, with Sirianni and Hurts being the NFC Championship game 2 years from now, A, you would have been like, you're crazy. And B, you would have signed up in a millisecond.
I agree.
And I get expectations change. And I get that the way they lose could matter. All those things are true, right? Like, if they're up 10 points in the fourth and they lose, I know it's going to be hard for people to accept. But for this team to do that, I think it would be absolutely a huge
year. I feel the same way. And I thought you would say that, but it's one of those things where this is my brain talking over my heart right now, because my expectations have changed for this team. And I was the one coming in this season who was even more hyped about them. And I was saying we should talk about them as a Super Bowl contender and all that. But I know before the season I would have said if they can get to the NFC Championship game, that's a win. That's a win. That's a win. But now that we're in it, and I expect more, have expected more, you know, it is hard. I struggle with it. It is not as easy a yes as, but I agree with you. I think that if they did get there and lose, I would ultimately be happy with that.
Well, I think a really good example of how expectations can change, but then you can still say it's a good year is the Phillies.
Yeah. It's a great point.
They're up 2-1 in the World Series, right? Like, I was so sure they were going to win it, right? And it hurts. I'm not saying it doesn't hurt, but I also think you can look back and say that was without question a successful year.
What a run.
And I think if the Eagles were to lose the NFC Championship game, of course you would be upset. But ultimately, you could also look and go, wow, what amazing progress this team made.
Yeah, but the future's bright.
And they have the two first-round
picks. Future's bright. And they got the quarterback.
Now, look, I mean,
they got the coach.
There's the receivers, which is something. I mean, I'm sorry, the free agents. Like, that matters too.
Oh, my God. There's a lot of guys. But yeah, Howie, you know, you feel good.
You feel good. I think, like, to make it to the Final Four with a second-year head coach, I mean, it'd be like if the Eagles would have lost to the Vikings, I think we still remember that season fondly. Although I think we probably don't because of Carson. But in this case, if everyone plays.
No, it's a great point.
You know?
I think it's a great point. All right. You got to be on the radio in a few, so I want to get into the Sirianni thing quickly before we get out of here. So, multiple parts to this. A, obviously, the story everyone's talking about with him. The audio came out today with Sirianni when he went to the fans.
That's for Frank Reich.
Yeah, he said, earmuffs, and Elliot doesn't think you need it, but if you don't, the word about what comes out of your butt, earmuffs 1, 2, 3, he said, that shit was for Frank Reich.
Yeah.
So, first, how do you feel about that, like Nick doing that?
Because I think
we'll do both. Him going to the fans and pumping up, being crazy at the end of a game. How do you feel about that? And then, how do you feel about what was, the whole just another game. Clearly wasn't.
Clearly
was
not.
This one mattered.
Yeah.
The thoughts on the Reich and how much it mattered to him and all that.
I think it's a thin line because I am okay with what he did. And I think it was showed emotion. I think the players liked it. I'm talking about the thing about
the players
at the fans.
We had Marcus Epps on the show today and he and Nicobe Dean. We actually had two players on the show today. Joe asked him about both and they both love it. He's a player's coach.
Yeah,
we love
James Bradbury loved it. Like the players loved it. I think it's a thin line when you start to yell things at fans from the sideline.
I'm just
being serious. Like,
well, we
it's
had the
fun
Howie
now.
Moment,
yeah,
too.
The Howie thing. Like, the Eagles are really kind of like
really leaning
going
into
outside of their shell, right? And look, I think the Howie thing is way more outside because that's
this is in character.
This is Sirianni. Like, this is what he is. And I honestly believe in my core, what makes him a special head coach is his personality. I don't think it's like, I think he's a smart football guy, obviously, but I don't think he's, in 20 years, we're not going to be talking about the genius of Sirianni as, an X and O's guys. I think what makes him great as a head coach and why we could be talking about him in 20 years in Philly is because of his personality, is because of those things. And you got to take a little bit of the bad with the good. So, would I recommend to Sirianni that he yells at fans from the sideline?
And cursing, no less.
Exactly. Look, I mean, you're still someone that's the face of a billion-dollar franchise. There is that part of it, right? And look, he wasn't—
multiple billion-dollar franchise.
There's also a big difference between what Howie and Nick did and, if they would have lost, him going to Colts fans and yelling.
Yeah, being
like,
bleep you,
exactly. There's a major difference there. He's talking to Eagles fans.
No doubt. Without a doubt.
There's difference.
He's not getting into it with the opposing
fans. I'm just saying— it's a thin line between if you're the person that will yell at the crowd like that was for Frank and you're standing up and it's not a far leap to
you get into a
Christmas
fight with
Eve,
the fan or something.
Christmas Eve, he's yelling at Cowboys fans as he walks out. But all that being said, I do think the reaction to it from people outside of Philly has been very annoying. Now, not everyone, Kyle Brandt has said how awesome he thinks it is, but there was a tweet that was put up this is why Sirianni is the most hateable coach in the NFL.
Yeah, I saw it too.
It
was what?
37,000 likes.
What are you talking about?
I think the video's a bit misleading because it looks, but isn't this what we want from people too? You know, like, would you rather have Mike McCarthy? Like, would you rather have, you know, Andy's a phenomenal coach, but like that personality, I don't know. Like, I think Nick is fun. He's young. He's authentic. Like, he's emotional. And I think that's all good. But there is the other part of that is like, there's going to be that 5% where if in a year we're talking about, you know, I don't think he'll ever like fight a fan, but you know, like Nick
got
like,
into a shouting
Dom,
match with that
pulling
Dallas,
Nick into the tunnel. Yeah. Like, I think like something like that could happen. But now, how do you feel about him being so emotional about this specific thing?
So, okay. So first and foremost on what you're talking about, I love it. I always go back, you know, and real ones know the Ike from Southwest call. We've talked about it so many times where it was early on.
Himself,
it was right after the press conference. And he was like, he's authentic. This guy's genuine. Like, players see through that if he's not. And we were all like, yo, great call, man.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, good call. And ever since then, I've looked at it through that prism that I want Nick to be Nick. And I think the players appreciate him being Nick. And that's freaking Nick, man.
Yeah. That
and that's
Nick.
Me. Like, I could do that.
Yeah.
I could see myself being that. Honestly, I couldn't see myself being that coverage team. But if I were, I could see myself yelling at fans
100%.
And high-fiving people. That's so me. Like, I get it.
I always think we should phrase it as yelling with fans.
Yelling with fans. You're right.
It's
yelling
probably
with
a better
fans.
Way.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I love it. And I love that it's real and it's emotion and all that. I do agree with you. It is a fine line.
Yeah.
And to your point, like, if it does cross the line and it's Dom pulling him away as him and Cowboys fans are yelling expletives at each other, that's a problem. Like, that's when you're the face of the franchise. You need to rein that in. But we haven't gotten there yet. And what we've seen so far, I'm fine with it. To the specific of it. Like, look, I get it. And I do. Like, this is his mentor. Someone he's known a long time in the coaching. Someone who's, you know, in his mind, maybe the biggest reason he's a head coach
now. Yeah, probably got him the job.
All that stuff, right? So, and he's defending his guy. And I appreciate that. And I love it. Do I think he probably shouldn't have yelled that bleep was for Frank Reich to the fans? Probably. You know, I'm fine with going like, what a win. All right. Like, hey, thanks for coming out. That bleep was for Frank Reich. Maybe the head coach should not be yelling that to the stands with cameras and all that.
Yeah.
Like, maybe a touch too far. I like that he offended his guy. Reich, I think, clearly got done dirty with the whole Ellinger-Ryan thing. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes on. But look, Frank also played his own role in himself getting fired.
I was going to say, we don't have to get into this now. I do think Frank... For the most part,
you could have fired him for the Carson Wentz thing.
Deserved to be fired.
You could fire him for the Carson Wentz thing alone. Yeah. He was the one who went to the wall, went to the mat for that.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
But, you know, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it in the macro of him having his guys back and caring about Frank and wanting to, like, you know, win one for Frank. I'm fine with that. Here's my issue, though. And I don't know if the two are linked or not, but, you know, what was the main theme of our postgame show? The worst game Nick has ever had is that goes to the Eagles. Like, maybe since, like, the first few weeks when you know what the hell he's doing. Like, was it the emotion?
Maybe.
Was it the right? We don't know, but maybe. And I need him not to get so emotional about this stuff if it's going to impact the way he does his job. Like, if that, and again, we're making a leap, we don't know, but it's certainly plausible. Certainly plausible when we come back and say, wow, what was Nick thinking today? And then after he's like crying about Frank Reich and stuff, it's like, all right, so you were not even killed today.
No, you were not.
You were not you know, and that's the thing, and that's the one where you have with Nick is like, you hear all these players in any sport, they're always like, I love that my coach is even killed. I love that he's always the same guy. I love that if we're down 20 or if we're up 20, like he's, and I don't need it to be that way always, but Nick might stray a little too far from that. So in this case, I think he might have gone a little too overboard with the emotions.
The last thing I'll say is, like, Nick, I respect it. I think it's a very good personality trait of yours. I think you're fighting a crusade no one disagrees with.
I know.
like you're very like he's so worked up about proving this point. It's like he's almost protesting. And it's like, yeah, we mostly agree.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of messed up. They fired him and get like
it
now.
It was really messed up. You couldn't play Matt Ryan.
Yeah,
and then
like,
comes. It's like, sure, you can play Matt Ryan. The Colts are clearly, with Matt Ryan, a fine football team.
Yeah, and
without Matt Ryan, they are a bad football team. Like, flat out.
I almost feel like he keeps making a point that everybody agrees with.
Everyone's
it's like
yeah,
he
Nick,
keeps saying
it.
Like,
stop cursing
everybody.
I also
love how he keeps going like, well, you know, I really feel. It's like, just say it at this point. You said, like, we all know you feel he shouldn't have been fired. Like, I don't know. What else do you feel? Like, but I'll say this. I think it's safe to say Nick's never going to work for the Colts again.
I think he burned that bridge.
Whatever
buddy.
Bridge might have been there, the safety net, no longer there.
Well, respect.
But if Frank gets another job, I think he certainly owes Nick
a
job.
I think he's got a job for life with Frank.
Yeah.
All right. You got to go in the air. We got, they're in the break now. So we'll quickly. I said I would fire off. I might have told you this off the air, but I will say it. I said I would bring in for my random thoughts and takes things I haven't gone enough. And I think you will appreciate this as a writer. And this is just a random thought. Do you ever think about like words that you could type with your eyes closed in any situation, whatever, because you type those words so, like the word Eagles, I type it for Twitter for my job all the time. I could type Eagles with my eyes closed in any say I could do one-handed.
I'm going to one-up you so much in this.
But that's my point. I figured I'd go here because there are certain words, right, where you're just like, and are there also certain words that no matter what, no matter how many times you type it, you just can't get it right?
Never do it.
Thank you.
Definitely.
I can
never type the word definitely. I can never do it. So when I was younger, like growing up, I don't know why I got this habit, but like if I'm like bored and I'm just like chilling by a computer, remember that song was like, I like the way you work it.
No diggity. Yeah. Do I literally remember Blackstreet, one of the great songs of all time.
I literally typed that with Dr. Dre.
I mock type
that out with my hands. I don't actually hit the keys, but I mock type it out with my hands. I would say at least 3 times a week.
Do you really?
Yeah, like I'll just be sitting there, I'll be like, you know.
Do you really?
Yeah, that's and I can pretty much do
it. Okay, I love that. That's awesome. Yeah, for some reason, they're just like world. For some reason, when I type world, I always hit the L before the R. Always.
Interesting.
And I don't know why. It's like my fingers know where the words are. Like I know where the letters are. For some reason, I always type world instead of world. They're just words like that. Anyway.
Yeah, definitely is one of them for me.
I appreciate it.
I definitely agree.
I knew you'd feel me on this. Yeah. That's why I threw a quick one in there.
Well, you know, I think it is too. We type all the time.
Yeah, true. So. All right. We got to go.
I guess most humans type all the time.
So these pods will be up at times somewhere.
You'll hear it eventually.
Again, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. We love you guys. Couldn't and wouldn't do the show without
you. Welcome to Christmas.
Welcome to Christmas. And we'll be back next week. And we'll be reacting Monday morning to Eagles Packers. All right. Until then, he's IMJ.